In Gimel, Sif Gimel. Ein Lavorcha Lativa Sitzes Beim Sukkot Zimmer Li Yishtabach. We don't make the bracha for towels and tefillin, or for tefillin, tradition for towels, between Sukkot Zimmer and Yishtabach, because Yishtabach, we pointed out, is the bracha Achorna of Sukkot Zimmer, but rather Elam Bein Yishtabach Li Yitzer. So the correct procedure in a case where you're putting on talus later is to say through the end of Yishtabach, and then before you start your tzor, you say the bracha on the tzitzis. Ran the commandments in the dalus of Kimmel. Hagomiu, the Ramah adds that this is all talking about the members of the kehila. Shteich tzibur im lo hayu lo talus tzchila. Yisata b'tzitzis kadem shiaschol Yishtabach. Kadesh yomer kadesh miyad achol Yishtabach ol yapsik. But the Chazan has to go straight from Yishtabach into the Kaddish. See, he will be the exception. He will, due to that requirement, put on the talus before Yishtabach, as opposed to afterwards. V'chein im ein minyan b'beis haKnesses, a similar case where we have this issue. The minyan hasn't shown up yet, and you're holding by Yishtabach. So it's not proper that everybody should say, the Chazan should say all the way through Yishtabach, and then wait. Because then there's a time lapse between the Yishtabach and the Kaddish. But rather, the Chazan will wait, Yamtin HaShech Tzibur Im Yishtabach, B'Yishtok HaShayavu Minyan, B'Yomer Yishtabach V'Kaddish. So this halacha, you want to have the Kaddish said immediately after Yishtabach, would require the Chazan to wait before. As opposed to everybody else, but it's not proper to have a time lapse between Pesukah Zimra and the Bracha Achorna afterwards. You shouldn't be being masik b'shtika between Pesukah Zimra and the Yishtabach. For the Chazan, it's the opposite. Okay. So you hey, and Lavorach. So you don't make a bracha alati if it sits between Pesukah Zimra and the Yishtabach. Feeling mohayul atalus adato, even though it wasn't like he had an option beforehand, wasn't available beforehand. And the chara, it's between prokim, you know, you finished, you're not in the middle of a section. The Yishtabach is referring back to Pesukah Zimra. In Rosh Yehi Hefzik Beinom Levin Brocha Achorna Dintu. It's not proper to have this putting on the talus between the two. The Brocha really is Samach LaMitzum. You should put the bracha Achorna of Yishtabach directly after Pesukah Zimra. Okay. Al Mekadam Zeb of Pesukah Zimra, Al Kaponim Bein HaBrachim Yineach to tell us Yivorech. This is only between the Shir Sayyam, the end of Pesukah Zimra, and Yishtabach. But earlier in Pesukah Zimra, between Bein HaBrachim, there is an option of putting on and putting making a bracha over there. It's not an iser. Okay. And the Bir Halacha will talk about it. We'll take a peek at the Bir Halacha in a second. Mikol shilin yin tefillin, the mutter of the Baruch Alei, men a prokim, a pradim, whom rabbim, ispash, they should be talis and tefillin. So a person didn't have talis and tefillin available beforehand, and they bring it to him during Pesukah Zimra. So does he have to wait till the end of Pesukah Zimra, all the way till after Yishtabach to put it on, or can he put it on Bein HaProkim, the same thing with tefillin? So he says you could put it on at that point in time. You can put it on that point in time. So the Bir Halacha Ein Lavorech, he says you could make this bracha, you could put on the talis and make a bracha Bein HaProkim in Pesukah Zimra. He quotes Ami Shabur Shik Mashkasav the Linyan Bir Ben Aprokim Mhumi Klusher Kiveger B'Shem Alavush Af Shilabasoif Cause of the Tzarek E and the Dinah. So it means it sounds like the Kiveger is not comfortable with this Halacha Lamaisa that you can make a bracha on the Talos Ben Aprokim V'chem B'chayodim Cause of the Talos Yenichen Abali Bracha Alach Yishtabach Shemashem Abivorach. You can wrap yourself in your Talos, but you don't make the bracha till after Yishtabach. So we have Kiveger not being too sure about this halacha. We have the Chayyadim saying not. But I am a Sefer Mikha Yosef, I am a Sefer Magen Gibram, Shaskima Kaila Dinah, that they are Mekel. that you can make a bracha ben haprokim. Kimatzu tshuva mefreshes la Rambam minyan ze. They found the Rambam, the tshuva's a Rambam. Ken lefizeh pashat the chol shken the brichas asher yitzar the mutal work ben haprokim al kaponim. I'm chelam shem istapak b'zeh. The chayyadim is mesubik if you can say asher yitzar ben haprokim, and he's saying definitely you could say ben asher yitzar ben haprokim. Therefore, okay, mishu hutzuk on the cover of emtsa perik shel pesukah zimra. Person needs to use the bathroom. He went out. Mahalach wasn't struck. He went out and used the bathroom. Not only that, but Yigmar Perik Shal Pesukah Dezimra. So you would do is you come wash your hands, finish off that Perik. Yivarach Hashem Yitzar. B'yinech Talsa Yivarach Alav, and then he puts on the Talsa at a point in time, and doesn't make a bracha on them because the interruption going to the bathroom is not considered a new need, a need for new bracha because she's barbasim ches. But tefillin, he makes a new bracha. So you don't make a new bracha on the talis because going to the bathroom is not considered an interruption for the talis, but it is considered an interruption for the tefillin. So you go to Ben Aprakim and you'd say a bracha of a Sheyatzar and the new bracha on the tefillin. So that's it, comes out. So, fine.
Going to the bathroom.
That
you have to make another bracha when you come back.
No.
So what are we talking about? Making a bracha on the talis? You already were wearing the talis. Then you have to go to the bathroom. You took your talis.
Right. So you don't make a new bracha on the talis.
Right. So what's he talking about?
But he's saying a tefillin you do.
No, I'm saying zevinech atas v'lo yivarach alav. I mean,
well, he's
you talking about hefsek now, or is he talking about that you don't need to make a bracha anyway?
You don't need to make a bracha anyway.
Oh, that's what he means. I thought he's talking about a hefsek.
No. He's saying because there's no need to make a bracha, but tefillin, which you'll need to make a bracha, you may make the bracha ben aprakim. His end of his thought is
okay.
At ben aprakim in Pesukah Zimra, you may make a bracha on tefillin. That's where he's getting.
Oh, okay. I wasn't clear.
Okay.
What's the thing you're at?
What? I read the Bir Halacha.
Should you put your talis and tefillin on in Pesukah Zimra or wait till after Yishtabah?
Well, in the case where a person didn't have it beforehand, he says he's allowed to put it on. He's allowed to put it on earlier. He doesn't have to wait till after Yishtabah.
What happens if he has it, but it's like what we have now, that it's too early? So you could sometimes, you know, right after Ashrei, it's the time already. You could do it. So should you wait till after Yishtabah, or should you put on after Ashrei? Because that's been a problem, right?
So that's a hard question. Again, the point over here was, I don't know what the Tshuva of Rambam said, what the loss of the Tshuva of Rambam was. The Chayyadim is Masupik, and the Kibayger is Masupik. But the Birkei Yosef says you could make a bracha at that point in time, and the Shabura is accepting the point of the Birkei Yosef when there's a situation which require you to put it back on that point in time. For example, everybody else is wearing and you're not wearing.
The case that he's talking about is because everybody's wearing it, but you, right. You look strange.
Right.
But when you're waiting for the time, then nobody's wearing it.
Right.
So you're no different than anybody else.
Right.
You could theoretically wait till after Yishtabach if you want.
So the Chara, at that point in time, I'm not sure what the case of the Rambam was. Mm. You know, there was Mishnah Berurah says it in conjunction with the case where I'm proud in Huber Rabbim, especially in that situation. So I don't know, you know, how far he's taking it. So the assumption normally is in that situation is but people wait. I'm not sure why you have considered all those situations around the side.
What's the scenario?
People wait.
If everyone's wearing and he's not, presumably just came in. That's why he's not.
No, he was sitting there before. He didn't have. He forgot his talisman's filling, so his mother's bringing it for him.
Right.
His mother's, you know, like the kids, you know, they sent him at the door waiting for their mother to bring the talisman. They bring the tilling for them. I don't know. Okay. So, whatever the case is, I don't know. Okay, so he doesn't make a bracha al tifa sitzes, vav woodenly and tefillin eli rabba. Also, you don't make a bracha between the end of Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach. You don't make a bracha on sitzes or tefillin at that point in time, but rather you wait to ben Yishtabach liyotzer. Calls a hudaf im lo hoyu lo mikaydim. The vachi gams the osir mizesh tzayin ramor vayin the kamam and simon. No, so he tells you to wait till simon and dalad, which there it says that you're not supposed to be mafsik between yishtabach and yotzer either. So why are you allowed to do it over there? So the point was that he didn't have it before. He didn't have an option. But if he had an option of putting it on earlier, so we're not going to award him with this heter if he should have put it on earlier. That's what the Ramah is referring to. It's almost like we give him a kanas for not doing his job, putting it on earlier. But now that he didn't have an option, so the choices are either between Pesukah Zimra and Yishtabach, or Yishtabach and Yetzer. Out of the two, Yishtabach and Yetzer is the better option. But both of them are not the Chathkila options.
Is it more the Chathkila to daven at a later minyan if your schedule allows it?
Yeah, for sure. So he should not interrupt between putting his talith and tefillin on and then in the Kaddish. So why is that? The Gnai of the Tzibur, the Hamdin of Love, being Yishtabach, the Kaddish is not proper to make the whole Tzibur wait. Number one, the Metzubah Gamma Kaddish Koyal Yishtabach, Kaddish is said as the continuation of the Psukkah Zimra, Yishtabach, etc. Okay, he said to take a batalus with a matrilin vivore, he'll put it on beforehand. And then say Yishtabach straight into Kaddish. Ach, he mohi vi uloi hatalus adla acher shagamar Yishtabach, kadim shamar Kaddish. But let's say it wasn't available, and now they bring it in. So what should he do? So in that situation, he's allowed to put on his talus and tefillin, and the tzibur will have to wait. Since there was another option, okay. So similarly, in the case we didn't have a minyan, so we want the chazan to wait before he says Yishtabach. Again, the idea being that you should go straight from the Kaddish, from Yishtabach into the Kaddish. But the law is that a Yachid who finishes early doesn't wait to say Yishtabach with the Tzibur. And that's a general rule. A person saying Kimsukah Zimra any morning, and he finishes before the Chazan, he should not wait for Yishtabach. He should go straight into Yishtabach and finish up Yishtabach at the end of Sukkah Zimra. And then he has to sit and wait to, you know, whatever it is, that's fine. The same thing over there. You know, we have this whole the nishmas, and then all of the different things we say over there. The yachid should not wait. It should go straight into nishmas all the way through to the end of Yishtabach, and not wait for the chazan.
So we said you shouldn't pause between Yishtabach and Yotzer.
Is you can't be masik within the Shabbat and Yotzer, but that's the issue of hefsek. Over here, the issue is waiting. You shouldn't wait between Pesukah Zimra and its bracha chrono. So the chazan will wait until the minyan comes. So Yishtak Pirshul Yasek, we can't speak then. Yichol Hamtin Chatzishar Im Yishtabach. We will allow you to wait even up to half an hour before he says Yishtabach. What's a half an hour about? So the Magen Avraham says, listen to this. Because that's how long it normally takes you to say Pesukah Zimra from Baruch Shemot to Yishtabach. It takes a half an hour. So you're allowed to wait the half an hour, which is the time it takes Ligmar Kuloi. I thought I'd get a rise out of some people over here. Okay. There's a rule sometimes where if a person interrupts and the amount of time the interruption, even if he didn't speak anything, it's just the amount of time it would take to complete the whole tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning of the tefillah. So we pass later on that's only in the case where a person was unable to say it. A person was able but chose not to, that's not considered a hefsek. So if a person's in the middle of Birchus Kriya Shema and then a child does his business, and so nobody can know because there's soya there. So that's a case of there's something forcing him to stop. If it's the time it takes to rectify the situation, it would be such that the person will have completed all the normal time it takes. If it only takes him, let's say, from Boruchu till Shemoneh Esrei, it takes him 7 minutes. And the time lapse over here was 8 minutes. So that's called, he was Charlie Kadeh, like Maris Kula, from a beginning to end. So over there, he would have to go back to the beginning. Or a person goes out to the bathroom, and a person gets in a strong urge to go out to the bathroom. He has to go out to the bathroom, and he has, ends up in a long, long time out in the bathroom. He comes back, and it turns out the time lapse, what he was interrupting, was the full time that he could have said the whole thing from beginning to end. So he would have to go back to the beginning. So, but over, that's only if there's something forcing him to do that. But over here, he really theoretically could go ahead, just they'd like to have a minion with the Kaddish. There's nothing forcing him. So over here, even if he would be Shaila Kedilim Reskuloi, he would not be Chazal the Rosh. We'll see more about that later on. So then he says Yishtabach on the Kaddish and Yud Aleph. But Yevim Gomer Gam came Berachas Yishtabach. Let's say the mice, they didn't expect the minion to come. Chazan says Yishtabach, and his mouse even walks in minion. So what do you do? So in that situation, Yermel Kaponim Shlesh Psukim, in Psukah the Zimra. So what they do is they'll say three Psukim from somewhere in Psukah the Zimra out loud. And B'yuchel Shatzel Merkadish. Kibalabach Yenla Merkadish. Kimishlo Hoyo Beis Amir Sasuk the Zimra Yishtabach Al Kaponim. The halacha of saying Kaddish has to be said on something, something being words of something from Tanakh. And here, everybody finished Pesukah the Zimra. There was no minion there. So what you said, you need a minion there present when you do that process. So now walks in your center. So you would say three Pesukim and then say Kaddish. Answer to the question. What's your question? Well, they have to say, if they want to say an extra cottage, they have to say psukim. But you can't say without saying psukim. Okay.
Is everyone saying this psukim or the
shots? So that's a fair question. The Mishabura is mashma. He comes back to this later on by Hilchos Kaddish, that it really should be the whole tzibur. But he says if the chazan says out loud the three psukim, it's the equivalent of the tzibur saying them, and that would be sufficient. Okay. Okay. Now we're moving to the lachas of the dinim of the tzibur, the shatz himself. Okay, so siftal shiach tzibur tzar shiyah hagun. The shiach tzibur should be somebody who's proper to be the shiach tzibur. So what is the definition of hagun? So the Gemara says he shouldn't have any averus. He shouldn't have any ever had a bad reputation, even though we know he's done tshuva, etc. But it's still the person representing the tzibur should be somebody with, there's no place for shemayim to have an argument against him. She onav, she mean onav, umaru salam, and people should want him. He should be a pleasant person. He should have a nice voice. He should be familiar with the psukim that he says. So I once heard from Biskarov, that the Biskarov, you know, somebody pointed out to him that, you know, Kala Orev is like, you know, number 7 on the list, you know, like, you know. He said, no, Kala Orev is the definition of the Chaz, and the Chiddush is the other ones also. You know, if he's not, Kala Orev, he doesn't sound good. So, you know, he has all of the milas. He still held that was a fighting element. So,
Kala Orev,
yeah.
Nice voice.
So the Mishabura, you'd
be. Other than all that, he could be a regular guy.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, at this point in time, I don't know about you, but like we've knocked out a vast majority of the tzibur.
Yeah. Sometimes you could do that just by the kalayara.
Yud beis. Tzarech l'siv, nosna alai b'karlo alkein sinisiyo. So what does that mean? So Amar Chazal, sheshti tzibur she'en ha'hagun. He comes with this nice voice, and the Bershom says, therefore I hate him. So he's not ha'hagun. So the Rosham's reaction is the opposite of what you want to happen. V'asar marichum oed begodel genus hamamanim shlich tzibur hashen ha'hagun kimonim al yedei zeh toy miyisrael. So the person who's in charge of this appointment is putting up over there somebody who's not proper. See, he's taking away the The Kleist was not getting their proper response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person who appointed him is the one who's going to be held culpable for that result.
Is this like a steady job?
Yeah.
So it's like a yearly position, not talking about somebody who goes up because he's a chiyuv. I mean,
right, I'm talking about the person who's the regular person who's in charge, who's with Davin for the Amid. Hagun. The person who's acting the shots should have garments which cover his feet. Because it's a basic sense, we shouldn't be yetzer achron. He should be there early. He shouldn't be running out at the end. Well, yet tipish v'sochel. He shouldn't be somebody who's foolish. He should be understanding what's going on, the needs of the zebra. It would be good if his father was also somebody of tzidkus. I'll say fine. Now, amashikosav rosh ein milus hashat tole biyichus mishpacha. That the rosh says we don't look at the mishpacha. The feeling whom mishpacha bezuya mitzadik. He's better than somebody who comes in a chashav of mishpacha, who's not such a tzaddik. Which a learner, kam ken rach ein amayuchas. Al makomakam ein aviv rasha. So the difference between a person who's not a miyuchas, a person who's aviv rasha. If you hear a person the father was a rasha, even though this person is a tzaddik, it would be preferable to give somebody else the job. So there are certain dinim of mumen. We'll see when we get, but he's supposed to know says kapov. If he has certain types of mumen, people are going to notice. They're going to be staring at him. So they're afraid they're going to be looking at. They won't avert their eyes by birchas kahanim, which is improper. So we don't allow them to do birchas kahanim. But by the shliach tzibur, that's not an issue. That a person who feels lowly, the Bershom, so he comes to the Bershom with a nevis, the Bershom wants to accept his tefillas. It's a person who doesn't look, looks gorgeous, handsome, so he might be a bal guy, but a person doesn't look like that, it'll help him to be more of an onif. Some people are machmer, if you have two people of equal stature, but one has movement and one doesn't, we don't want the one with, they do not accept the one with the movement. Fine. We'll talk about Summa later on. Fine. She reikam averis. Harvel Ashua ain besa reikam. Abisha dying lo he either lo be kumokam yeshlochash the curl. If there's a shmua going around, this person has not kept his shmua, even though they haven't proved it, that's already enough that we shouldn't be appointing him as a shatz. It wasn't that he swore falsely, because that's one madrega, but rather that he committed to do something which he didn't, he's afraid he's not going to do. So that's not as, it wasn't, as the one, there was an Aveira at the time of the Shua, he said he swore falsely. He swore that X is true and it's not true. Over here, he promised to do something, and now, the Yetzirah Kapta, he didn't do it. But that's also a problem. So the shatz who had a bad reputation in the tshuva, who if he's the shatz regular, we're not going to accept that. Back Roy, we would allow that. If a person hasn't done tshuva at all, then even at Back Roy, we can't let him down for the yomim. Mishal Yotzalov, he shouldn't have had any type of bad reputation. Shame Rav, and he would be al dusay. Davka manus lechatchila. This is only an issue in regards to giving him the job. He became the shatz, and then we found out that there was some issues with him, but he's not doing that anymore, so he won't lose his job. So ein lanu, that we don't have the power to do. Kimish lo nishma lo atam umma. As long as nowadays it's no longer true. Miu, because Yatzalov Atta Shemra, we call the pasuk. Now the reputation is, nowadays there's an ongoing curl, ongoing rumor that it's not stopping. It means it's there's something feeding it that there's an issue. I feel Yachid Meichelov Lahaviroi. So any person in the Kahal has a right to challenge and say that he shouldn't be there. Well, the Kama Sif Chafei Beir Lacha Mash Ksavnu Bezet. But even in the case that we've definitely known that he did something, as long as now he's not, the Chachil, we're not going to point him with that situation. But now that we know that he's done tshuva, to take him away, we can't take him away if we know that he's done tshuva. This is an issue even of Yatzal Shem Ra Filo B'Yaldusay. Okay. We know the truth of that. You give him the job of chachila, we're not going to do it since he had a negative reputation at one point in time. So there was somebody who wasn't the shots. They moved him away. He's been out for a period of time, and now they want to appoint him again. So Havi Ketchilas Kabbalah, it's like we're starting over again. And therefore, in that situation, any the person that's here says, "I'm not comfortable with him being my representing me." If the people in charge are the ones to say no, it means the Tzibur basically has appointed them to make these decisions. So that means the Tzibur has agreed to their decision. But if there's the arrangement is that when the parnas will make a mechua, they have to go to the burim to be mevar what's going on, so he doesn't have any advantage over anybody else. Okay, hasim rutzalam yuzayin kasa b'chubas maram mitz yizara kasa im yesh riv k'tata ben shnei bali batim sheva sheva tasa. If there's a fight, don't get involved. Don't talk about it, don't get involved. Because if you want to represent the Tzibur, you can't take one of the sides. And that's if somebody else from outside the city is an issue. Don't help that other person outside the city. Just talking about a feeling I saw Adam who mechutano a car of shaloi, and that person who has. So you live in city A, in the chazan is in city A, and somebody from city B has a fight with somebody in city A, and that somebody from city B is the chazan's car of. Well, you can't get involved. Vim yesh like shum ketet ve'eva imechod mi'akohol. If there is taka that he has some type of a fight or some type of an animosity between him and somebody in the kahal, osarach lahamid is a double the thing. Harav a kahal, the fashal asas kahal asher yidir lehem nochid. They have to address the issue and try and work it out that he should be. Otherwise, he can't be the shots of the tibur. Now, im yesh kasar and maniyah mitzad shekenegd. But if the Rav will then clarify that the problem is not on the chazan's side, it's on the other person's side, then it's not. Then he's allowed to go ahead and be the chazan. Fine. Hetsi rogal likris b'terming in ksubim. Should be familiar with the psukim, understand what they mean, and be able to read them easily and properly. Okay.
When is he not allowed?
If he has a fight, see? Fine. Now, if you got him in a rogo licorice, who bechal meser also mishmer Torah gam tilsa tzeiva. The second reason why we want the shah to be somebody who learns regularly is because there's a pasuk. The person is meser also mishmer Torah. person who refrains from learning, from listening to Torah, learning Torah, his tefillah is also to Eva. So you can't come along. That's like daven nicely, you know. But did you learn anything today? Garnished. So he doesn't represent. His tefillah is going to be a to'eva to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can you, that person, be your shliach tzibur? Kasevri megalim sima tavkei aleph sima aleph tavkufei aleph sima aleph isim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim b'nei shi'ei nasui. Over there by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we add also that the person should be married. Ben Shleshim should be 30 years old. So from that it says over there, it mentions marriage and doesn't mention over here. It sounds like the rest of the year there's no requirement of being married. Come on, come nearly the Nasi, cut him the bocher. If you have an option of marrying, giving the job to somebody who's a Nasi or to a bocher, the Nasi will get to take present. The feeling in the smell is called, even if the bocher is already shaving, see no body that he's a gadol. Right? But the Nasi would still take precedence. So there's always the question, so you have two people, one's 30 and he's not married, and one's 25 and he is married, so who takes precedence? Those type of questions. Now, so if part of the reason why we want this person to be Rogel Likris is because he should be familiar with the. So one of the issues that you have is you can put up somebody at the Dam for the Yomar who's accustomed to a different Nusach. You have a Tzibur which davens Ashkenaz, and this guy fellow is used to davening Nusach Svard, or vice versa. So a person really. So the question which comes up, and we'll see later on, that the person, Rav Moshe holds, when you daven the Shilash on Esther, the goal is to help you prepare for the Chazor Hashatz. So you should daven the same Nusach as the what you're going to daven the Chazor in as a preparation. You should at least be familiar with that. Sunday, I davened by Minyan in a shul, and it was clear to me that the Chazan was a Nusach Ashkenaz Minyan. The Chazan was used to daven Nusach Svart. So then the Kedusha, he said, Atta Kaddish. Okay. So they corrected him. He said, the Dorbador. He said, the Dorbador.
And then,
After he finished that talk, the Kela Kadosh, he said, Atta Kaddish again. Because,
I know it.
Right?
It happens. That's hard.
It happens all the time. Why? Because he's not familiar with the Nusach. Right? So that doesn't even help you preparing it. Your social network doesn't help you either for that one. Right? So they corrected him, you know, before he got to the bracha, Baruch Hashem, and fine. And then at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, so Sim Shalom and Shalom Rav, so he knew that you're not supposed to say Shalom Rav, Sim Shalom. So he said Birchas Kahanim instead. Elokeinu is by Mincha. Elokeinu Elokeinu said, I felt bad for the guy, but you see, he was confused, you know. It wasn't wrong. So that really, if a person to be the regular chaz on a regular basis, really should be somebody who's familiar with the nusach of the tzibur. The other person said that if the person knows that he's very familiar, he can daven the other nusach fluently, then he's allowed to daven in the Shalom Shemoneh Esrei, his regular nusach. Okay. Now, Zok Sif Hey. No, we don't have time for Sifei. So we have all this list. So what do you do when you can't find somebody who has all these items on the list? So what are your precedents? So that's Sifei. But so we'll leave you all in suspense. So.